In a cartoon, as The Simpsons title appears through clouds, a helicopter flies past towing a banner. It reads, "We don't hate you, Fox News. We just love MSNBC, CNN, CBS, NBC, ABC, PBS, BBC, ESPN, and Al Jazeera more." In school, Bart writes a sentence on the board, "Call your mother," during the commercials. He skateboards out, scattering leaves to reveal Barney underneath. As Homer leaves the nuclear plant, he drops a fuel rod into his containment suit. At a grocery store, Marge reads a magazine, while a clerk slides Maggie across the barcode scanner. At band rehearsal, Lisa plays saxophone. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from the Fox Broadcasting Company. Described by Michael Longarzo, read by Pat Lentz. In the Simpsons driveway, Lisa almost runs over her father on her bike. Marge's car knocks him through the garage door. In the living room, the Simpsons lie down in pods which slide into holes in the wall. A worker struggles to shut Homer's pod. The Simpsons wake as blue Na'vi on Pandora, surrounded by exotic plant life. Homer leads them through the jungle and onto a cliff overlooking a waterfall, where they find winged couches flying all around. A couch hovers near, then drops out of view. Homer dives after it, but quickly returns on foot, wiping leaves from his arms. Bart sighs, then jumps off the cliff himself. He lands on one of the couches and connects his braid to the flying creature's receptor. He flies the couch up to his family. They hop on, then fly over to a TV set and put on 3D glasses. Bart plugs Homer's braid into an outlet. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon. Now at auditions for the Springfield Passion Play.
Okay, people, we are trying to depict the sizzling final days of the Nathan Lane of the New Testament, Jesus Christ. Now remember, this is the Passion Play, not the phone-it-in play. Not the I once had three shows on Broadway simultaneously, but I blew all my money on coke and now here I am play. So let's do this thing.
Hi, my name is Milhouse Van Houten, and I am auditioning for the role of Child Who Points.
Okay, point stage left.
I prepared right!
Well, I better get going. This is starting to feel a little churchy.
Why do we have to audition for the stupid play and Dad gets to leave?
I already have my part. Man who buys ticket but doesn't show up.
Also, the Passion Play isn't stupid. It's the greatest story ever told.
Maybe it was once, but now there's lots of better stories.
Krusty versus the FDA?
Game 6 of the 2011 World Series?
Hitler mashups?
And Lenny's story about Cancun?
Yeah, why aren't we doing Lenny's story? That thing's hilarious.
Not so hilarious for me. I nearly lost a toe.
Yeah, that's what you get for having a monkey give you a foot massage.
My bucket list is my business.
Next audition.
Ah, name's Ned Flanders. Credits include Jesus in the Passion Play last year, Jesus in the Passion Play the year before that, Jesus, a kindly hobo who turns out to be, you guessed it, St. Peter.
Enough already. I'm so bored, I'm ready to introduce myself to my two assistants here. You will be a non-speaking Pharisee.
But...
Jesus didn't stammer. His voice hit the back of the theater. He was a god who turned water into wine and did not wear shoes.
Ooh.
He said simple things that many followed.
Just like me on Twitter.
Are you supposed to eat those stickers on apples? I'm guessing
yes. He was tragically killed while still in his 30s.
Ow!
After an all-night dinner.
Woohoo! I'm your Jesus! Me!
Boom, done. This guy's perfect. You understand why God would have forsaken him.
Homer walks by Flanders.
Well, congratulations, Homer. Guess this is just my cross to bear.
What's that a reference to?
Oh.
At night, Homer tries his costume.
Ooh, nice and roomy. Our Lord sure knew how to keep them cool.
Dad?
Yes, sweetie?
First of all, congratulations on getting the lead.
Homer twirls, fanning his long white robe.
I just hope you're going to take this seriously.
Oh, yes, Lisa, very seriously.
Dad, the story of the Passion is the cornerstone of the Christian faith. And although I personally follow the enlightened teachings of Lord Buddha, messing with Jesus really gets people mad. It's like wearing a Florida State jersey to a Florida game.
Oh, Lord, why have you placed this fearsome burden on my shoulders?
It'll be fine. Just learn your lines.
Does Jesus have a big part in this thing?
He's in every scene.
What? Oh, why do I succeed in everything I auditioned for?
Now on a stage outside Town Hall.
Dear Lord, I know you see all, but trust me, you do not want to see this.
Maggie sucks on Homer's beard.
And so our Lord was brought before Pontius Pilate.
What's he in for?
He calls himself King of the Jews.
Oh, boy. Okay, be straight with me. You can probably plead this down a crucifixion. Do you call yourself King of the Jews?
Thou sayest it.
Oh, he's good. Oh, I'm so moved I renounce science with the facts and the peer reviews and the hypotheses tested by evidence. What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?
Crucify him!
They cannot judge me. Only my Father can judge me.
Crucify him!
I'll take you with me, old man!
Jesus was handed a heavy cross, and upon his brow was placed a crown of thorns.
Winter!
A Roman Jimbo places the crown of thorns on Homer's head. Homer drags the cross over to Lisa, Marge, and Helen Lovejoy.
Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves.
You know, Homer's giving it the old Bible college try. Maybe I should have dialed down the doubting Thomas.
Silence, Pharisee!
Now, Homer carries the cross over to the crucified thieves. Jimbo, Kearney, and Dolph tie him to the cross but struggle to raise it. Giving them a hand, Sideshow Mel peeks up Homer's robe.
Looks like someone didn't follow the underwear rule.
Between Snake and Mole Man.
This man is totally the Son of God.
Tonight, you shall be at my right hand in heaven.
All right, it pays to network at these things.
They pound fists.
Jesus cried again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit.
Homer hangs his head. Among the captivated audience, Mrs. Hibbert wipes her eye.
Lord, forgive me for my pride. All wise, as always, you have rightly raised Homer above me. Never again will I question...
The cross topples.
Stupid Flanders!
It crushes Flanders.
I knew we should have done Spamalot.
I'm not licked. I'll just make him think this was planned.
Chaz Busby grabs a spear, twirling it, he dances out on stage.
Who's to say this didn't happen? Who's to say? And Curtin!
Later, an EMT loads Flanders into an ambulance.
Diddly, doodly. No atheist blood,
Mrs.
please.
Mrs. Krabappel approaches.
Sorry, ma'am. Only members of the immediate family allowed in.
It's okay. She's my wife.
Ned and Edna married?
That's right. Ha!
Edna shows her ring and the ambulance speeds off.
Hey, Dad, you remember when you said if Flanders got remarried, you'd eat your hat?
Uh-oh.
Homer takes off his crown of thorns and eats it.
Ooh, licorice. Historically inaccurate.
Now at the hospital.
Well, it was nice having a secret marriage while it lasted.
Well, sir, now we'll have an open marriage.
You do know what that means.
No, but I'm sure Newt Gingrich wouldn't steer us wrong.
At least in the hospital, we can just enjoy a nice, quiet moment together.
Edna shuts a curtain. As they kiss, Marge opens the curtain.
Congratulations, you two. We're so, so happy for you.
Welcome to marriage. Another good man bites the dust.
Homer?
I'm talking about this guy.
Another patient flatlines and gets wheeled out.
Oh, I sure envy him.
Homer!
I mean, I envy Flanders. Once again, enjoying the joys of marriage. Let's put it to a vote, America.
Enough with the voting. Ned, Edna, why didn't you tell us?
Because everyone in this town makes such a big heckabaloo out of everything.
Netting bells are ringing. See what happens when Teachy met Preachy on Channel 6, your source for news-based puns.
I was just down the hall getting some very bad news, and I saw there's a party going on.
Congratulations from the mayor. Vote Quimby.
Many happy returns.
Hope you're both happy.
Edna is the runner-up in the race for your heart. I would like to make a toast. My dearest... Let me be the first to offer you the hearty handshake that would have climaxed our own wedding day.
Seymour, did you use my wig glue to patch your shoes again?
I tied them together with used dental floss, as per your memo.
Everybody out, now!
As everybody leaves, Flanders gets out of bed.
Not you.
He lies back down, now at the Flanders dinner table.
Oh, Lord, please bless our blended family.
And thank you for cigarette, Mommy.
Oh, honey. Please don't call me that.
Okay, do-over, Mommy.
Boys, you will please call your new mother whatever she feels comfortable with.
How about Edna?
It's disrespectful to call a grown-up by their first name.
Yo, Homer, Mom says get your fat ass over to the Flanders.
Bart, don't call me that.
Which one, Homer or fat ass?
The family watches.
Little, they're both bad, and I suspect you know it.
Get your hands off of me, you fat ass.
Flanders answers his door.
Ned, Edna, we just want to apologize for the commotion in your room.
People here do not respect boundaries.
Homer, did you just buckle your belt through my loop?
Sorry.
Well, we're here to offer to throw you a little party in your honor.
Little party might be fun. The only guests at our wedding were Ned's parents.
In a flashback.
Look at those squares making it nice and legal. We didn't need a piece of paper.
We had a paper, Nedward. We just rolled it and smoked it.
Oh, yeah. We got high diddly high on that reeferino.
Less news from the pews. Okay, Simpsons, well, call me a cockeyed optimist, because I think some sort of celebration party might possibly be fun.
Great. We'll take care of everything. We'll just need to borrow your punch bowl, 17 chairs, your portable dance floor, your banner printer, banner ink, and a ream of blank banners.
Now rain pours on the Flanders house.
Okay, there's no school, your dad's at work, and it's really coming down. Anyone for Scrabble?
Only God can make words.
Right, right. Yahtzee?
Dice are Satan's bones.
What the hey, Mrs. K?
Thank God, a real kid.
Want my advice on dealing with the Hardley boys?
Why do you care?
I don't. I'm just bored watching worms drown.
Okay, what do you got?
Well, what you gotta do is get them into the real world.
Skipping is cool! Especially when you're holding hands with your brother.
If you don't act now, when they grow up, people like me are gonna take all their money and girlfriends.
Oh, come on. They're not that hopeless.
Todd rides a tricycle with training wheels but tips over. Now at Fait Accompli Wedding Supply Store.
This is my third favorite wedding supply store.
Ooh, look at these. Extreme weddings. Triathlon. Zero G. Tie the knot at the top of Mount Everest.
In a video, a groom puts a ring on his bride's finger, but her finger snaps off.
It's extreme enough for me when they smear the wedding cake on each other's faces.
So, Marge, the rumors are true.
Why did you get to throw a party for Ned and Edna and not me?
Well, you're all invited, so you can make your snippy comments while you eat my hors d'oeuvres.
Snippy? How can you say that in those shoes?
They have itchy and scratchy weddings?
In another video, a priest in an itchy costume smothers a scratchy-clad best man with the ring pillow. He cuts him open, releasing just-married balloons. Now at the leftorium, Edna finds her husband in a back room.
Ready to go home, Ned?
I'm sorry, honey, but I'm stuck in this meeting in the Springfield LGBT. The left-gifted, bidextrous, and trans-handed community. We're trying to decide on the theme for our left-is-right parade.
Our scissors ourselves.
How about death to righties?
We have to live among them.
To live among them is to die. Are you even left-handed?
Oh, this could go late. We haven't even ordered pizzas and pop yet. Could you handle Rod and Todd's parent-teacher conference for me?
Sure, I'd love to be the parent for once. Now I can drink a latte and leave the cup on the desk.
Ha! A guy breaks a glass.
Sorry, I'm still a pre-op trans-hander.
At Onward Christian Schoolboys Academy. School.
We've never seen a step-parent before.
Look, I'm a chalk jockey too, so don't slap ketchup on bread and tell me it's Pizza Friday.
You teach with that mouth?
Yes, I teach at Springfield Elementary, and we believe that...
Public school? Well, I'll be a monkey's unrelated creature. Well, we'll fit you into our school prayers.
You do have science here, right?
We sure do.
A star map shows the Earth orbited by the sun, cherubim, seraphim, and Tim Tebow.
You pull the boys out of school?
Ned, I know I should have consulted you, but that school is beneath them. Take my word as a teacher of 15 years.
Well, sir, when we got married, I knew I'd find some spices in my chili. I guess they can go to Springfield Elementary.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
At night, Flanders tosses and turns in bed. Titles appear over clouds. Ned Flanders' Nightmare, brought to you by the Presbyterian Department of Propaganda. Now in claymation, a dog talks to Flanders.
Why are we here, Neddy?
Well, first of all, I think talking dogs are the spawn of the devil.
Yeah, but...
Secondly, we're watching my little Toddy graduate from college.
Oh, now aren't you glad you let Edna take charge of the boy's education?
Yep. It's lucky she's not my taxes, because I underestimated her. Wait a minute. Liberal professors, feminist workshops, abstract sculptures? This isn't a Midwestern Bible college. This is an elite East Coast university.
It's okay, Daddy. I majored in religious studies.
Whew.
Comparative religious studies.
Now, with the party underway at the Simpsons house, the bullies act as valets.
Give me your keys.
Maybe I'll just park it myself.
Nelson flicks the SUV's antenna.
Why are you parking yourself?
We haven't taken in one car all day.
In the backyard, the dressed-up guests mingle.
You really put on a great reception, Marge. It's like the happy flashback in a gritty cop thriller.
Thank you. Everyone's having a great time.
Marge notices Helen Lovejoy pouting with her arms folded.
Helen, have a canapé. There's enough for everyone, but not too much.
Marge spots the sea captain canoodling with Lindsay Nagel.
No weird hookups.
Call me.
I'm married to the sea, and I'm seeing two of the Great Lakes on the side. I won't say which ones, but it's eerie how superior they are.
Marge photographs Flanders and Edna kissing.
So how do the boys like Springfield Elementary?
Marge, it's wonderful. They're opening up, they've seen a wider world.
I wrote with a flare pen.
Well, that's just great, boys. Now, come over here so Mrs. Simpson can take a photo.
Make sure our temporary tats are in the picture. Mine's a sassy princess who speaks her mind.
Oh!
Mine's a duck with no pants.
What if we were raptured right now?
Ned, I said it was okay.
Yeah, chillax, Daddy.
Chillax? Young man in the Flanders house, we speak the king's diddly.
Time for cake! Let's finish this sucker up!
You get my boys tattoos, you change their school, you buy Rod sneakers that light up like Times Square. Shoes are shoes and lights are lights. Now, just when do I get a say in how my boys are raised? This marriage isn't perfect!
Marge's rivals record the spat.
No video! Party over! Cake!
Too late, Marge.
Helen thumbs a caption. Simpson party fail.
Ned, these boys trust me to be their mother. You'd better decide whether you do.
As Edna leaves with Rod and Todd, Flanders drops his jaw.
And that's that. Another story in the classic infallible three-act structure. Good enough for Aristotle, good enough for The Simpsons.
Mr. Sizlak, I have a feeling there's going to be one more act to this story.
Well, I'm not hanging around for that. Four acts.
Morning in the Simpsons kitchen.
Ned, how did you sleep?
Fine, I guess. Thanks for loaning me your pajamas, Homer. And Marge, thank you for those helpful chip bag clips.
Flanders pours himself a cup of coffee, revealing the clips cinching his pajamas.
I just felt so ashamed I couldn't go home. Yesterday, I gave in to the one thing I vowed I would never have in my marriage. Strong feeling.
Here's your lunches with some cake. You'll be having cake for a long, long time.
Bart, aren't you going to tell Mom and Dad about the problem you have?
Shut up.
I'm just saying it won't get better unless you talk to an adult.
Maggie knows how to keep a secret. Why can't you?
Maggie holds Bart's picture in the board game Trouble.
Bart, is there something you want to tell us?
Oh, Marge, let the kid have his embarrassing secrets and lies.
That is totally irresponsible parenting.
Not according to the internet.
Where on the internet?
I'm sure some idiot somewhere agrees with me.
Why would you believe him?
Because his avatar is Darth Maul, the second coolest Darth. And what he says is true because it's in all caps. Are you going to argue with caps?
Why does that make it right?
He took the time to press the shift key, Marge. I think he knows what he's talking about.
So after all this time together, you two still haven't agreed on how to raise your kids?
Ned, I realized long ago there are some things Homer and I will never completely agree on.
Yeah, but we make sure never to go to bed hungry.
It's angry.
Don't tell me what our thing is.
It's about not agreeing on something.
I've always said hungry.
Bart, just tell us the problem.
Bart rides away on the bus.
I'm keeping a dolphin in my bathtub.
I thought I heard clicks and pops.
Now at a school assembly.
Children, your test scores are down because we've been having so many assemblies you haven't had time to study. This assembly will remedy that. We've invited a few friends over to give you some musical cues.
Two performers step out in costume.
I'm Sally Scantron Sheet.
And I'm Peter Pencil. Now, you didn't hear it from us, but the answers to the test are...
A, B, D, D, C, A, B.
Are you just giving them the answers?
They still have to sign their names properly, so... we're not totally out of the woods. Pause the assembly!
Flanders grabs the mic.
I have to talk to my wife.
Ned?
My rival.
Some rivalry. It's like Secretariat versus a can of dog food.
Edna, I'm sorry, and I'll say it in front of God or Groundskeeper Willie.
Oh, Ned, I'm sorry, too. I overstepped your boundaries. I guess I never really, truly cared about children before. Oh, get over it. And Ned, I'll be exactly as much mom as you want me to be.
Hey, the Simpsons make it up as they go along, and they're as happy as a ribbon in a Bible. What do you say, sweetie?
Ha!
Flanders and Edna kiss, now at the grand opening of Sleazy Sam's Payday Loans.
Now in our 50th location in Springfield, Sleazy Sam would like to welcome our special grand opening star, Jesus.
Homer steps out in costume.
Welcome, money changers. You can trust Sleazy Sam for the best rates, or my name isn't Jesus, H.
He gets struck by lightning.
Are you going to do that every time I open one of these?
Executive producer Al Jean. Executive producers James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon.
Hens love roosters, geese love ganders, everyone else loves Ned Flanders.
My mustache is bristly, my letters are pissly, and I don't want to mislead you. I like to hug and kissly. First base, yo. I like Christian rap. A Bible on my lap.
Will you stop this stupid crap? I want to take a nap.
Okey-dokey.